This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. Businesses are the lifeblood of everything that we do, and of course, they shape how we work and mold how we interact and create opportunities for us to be successful. And of course, this is Season 1, Episode 2, and this week's Business in Our Backyard is Trailwares, and I am with the owner and operator of Trailwares, Miss Nancy Willis. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
Tell us a little bit about Nancy, something people might not know, or about your family, and tell us how you came about this business.
Well, my name is Nancy Willis, and I grew up in Childersburg, and that's where I still live. I've been in business now for almost 6 years, and I worked at Walmart for right at 31 years, which was a lot of training to get me where I am today.
And, of course, it is hard for me to believe that Trailwares has been here for 6 years. First of all, for those who may not know, tell us where Trailwares is located and what you do.
We are located at 101 North Broadway Avenue. It's downtown Sylacauga. The telephone number is 256-487-6400, and we are the outdoor lifestyle store. We carry all the big-name brands that you don't have to go to Birmingham to get.
Absolutely. And, of course, things that you can't get anywhere else but Trailwares. That's what I like. Tell us something that Trailwares offers to our community that maybe somebody don't know that they offer.
Well, we offer, if you're looking to get outside, we offer, you know, your backpacks, your coolers, anything that you want to go down the creek with, you get in, you know, in your boat, go out on the lake with, if you want to hike a trail. We've got all that gear that you need to do those day trips with.
And, of course, a business owner like yourself can only go as far as your employees will take you. And I know you've got some very good ones down there.
I do. I've got Jamie Edwards, Hannah Blackaby, Janice Stone, and Cody Thomas, who they take care of me. They take great care of me. And without them, Trailwares would not be what it is. And they not only take care of me, they have the best customer service toward my customers, and that's what people come in for.
And you have to have that,
yes,
to be successful. And, of course, I'm going to ask you this because as a business owner, I know from people I've worked for in the past, I've never really owned my own business, but in the past, I know there are times of the season where it gets hectic. There are times that business might not be as good as other times of the year, but what is there that you like about your job in particular? Is it the public? Is it your employees? Is it providing people with their needs? Tell us what Nancy likes about her job.
Well, you just spoke of, I mean, it's everything. You know, that old saying, you'll never work a day in your life if you love what you do. And for the past 6 years, getting up, coming to my job, it's not a struggle. I love it. I love to meet new people. I love my team. They make the day great. You know, when people come in from different cities, different towns out of the state, you know, I love meeting and, you know, meeting them and finding out how they, you know, found out about me.
And of course, those people that come in from out of state, that's some of the best forms of advertisement that you could actually hope for.
It is. And what tickles us is when they come in and they've seen our logo stuff on Facebook or Instagram, TikTok now. That's what they come in asking for. It's not the, you know, a lot of times it's not the name brand stuff, which that, you know, that's the meat to, you know,
right,
everything. But when they want our logo stuff, I'm like, that's going to another state and somebody's going to be wearing it.
Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you, you've been in business now for 6 years. What is something that you know now that was a struggle for you when you first started that maybe you're doing a little better with now?
Ooh, everything. because when I stepped out, it was scary. But thanks to my friend, Julie Sanders, who was a very, very good person to, if I had questions, she walked me through everything. Things I struggled with that I thought I didn't have enough confidence in myself, but she had confidence in me to, you're going to be able to do this. And I look back and I'm like, wow, okay, I didn't know how to do this, but now I'm doing it with no help from anybody. But, you know, there's still questions. I reach out to fellow business owners and ask, hey, how do I take care of this, you know? And that's one thing about our little block. We all work together.
Well, and I know Julie and Alan, and of course, I had the same feeling about you as well, because you took a major, major step when you left Walmart to open up Trailwares. And that, I've never had to do that before, to open up your own business. Talk a little bit about how that was for a while.
Well, the hardest conversation was sitting down to tell my dad had already passed, but sitting down and telling my mom, hey, Mom, this is what I'm getting ready to do. And, you know, my brothers were like, go for it. You know, we're not getting any younger. And Mom was, you know, a mom's a mom.
Oh, yeah.
But I think she called Julie a couple of times to make sure I was going to be okay. And, you know, like I said, Julie had more confidence in me than I had in myself.
Yeah, I kind of get like that as well sometimes too. My mom, she'll listen to my morning show. So, you know, your mom's going to always support you.
That's right.
No matter what you do. Hey, when we come back, we're going to step aside for a second or two and come back with Nancy Willis, the owner and operator of Trailwares. I want to ask her in a few moments how she motivates her team to be as nice as they are. And trust me, one of the nicest places you'll go into is Trailwares. We'll be back here in just one moment.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, talking with Nancy Willis of Trailwares, and we've talked about your employees. I don't really like to kind of really refer to them like that. I like to ask them as friends, because I got to think, if I'm hiring somebody, they're going to be somebody that I've known, somebody I can trust, and you have got to trust those people. But how do you motivate them to be as nice as they are, or do you just let them be themselves?
That's it. Just let them be themselves. And when I went through formal interviews at Walmart, having to interview people, and I tell people when they come in to interview, it's nothing like that. And my first thing is to tell people is you're going to have to speak to people, talk to people, you know, find out about them. When they walk through that door, I want them to feel comfortable when they come in Trailwares. And, you know, every one of them I got now, it's they speak to everybody. And the customer service is great with them.
And, of course, different businesses have different kinds of other businesses that you're in competition with. But really and truly, your business being Trailwares here in Sylacauga, there's no other places that you can go and get those type things.
No, there's not. And that's one thing, you know, like now I'm looking at bringing – there's two new brands I'm looking at bringing in. And they're smaller brands, because I do – have the big brands in now, and I always look for somebody just starting out like I did, and if I can help them out, you know, hey, we'll see where it goes.
Absolutely. So what is something, without mentioning any names, but what is something that may be different in Trailwares in the future, in a month or two or whatnot, that we can look forward to?
Well, it's going to be two new clothing lines that are coming in, and they're a small clothing line, but they're, you know, I won't say local, but, you know, when you're talking about in the Carolinas, it's things like that I look at bringing in. Something different that you can't find anywhere else.
Absolutely. Now, I've got to ask you, working 31 years for a major deal like Walmart, you had to have had during that time or even before then when you're in school, what about a mentor or somebody who has really, you know, said, you know what, I know you mentioned Julie, but who is somebody else that has been that person that you've looked to for help at times?
Well, there was two people at Walmart that I look up to and still think a lot of, and Fred Twilley was a store manager of mine, and then Marcia Ford. Miss Ford, I laugh about. I always thought Miss Ford was so mean when I was 18 years old, but, you know, I tell anybody she just saw potential, and Fred did too, and saw potential, and, you know, I was just an 18-year-old kid that thought, oh, they're just being mean and want us to do these type things. But, you know, those two people from Walmart were big mentors to me.
In this community that we live in, what is something you would like to see that would not only help your business but help other local businesses as well?
I love to see empty buildings filled up with you know, so any kind of retail,
right,
or, you know, just to bring people in. I love seeing our little downtown grow like it has. You know, get out and support these downtown businesses.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So future goals for Trailwares. I know you talked about new clothing lines and everything, but say 5 years down the road, where would you like to see Trailwares?
You know, I want to keep growing and growing. And my nephew, who is 11 years old, he keeps telling me he's going to take it over when I decide to move off to the beach.
Is that true?
Grayton tells me, you know, all the time. He comes to work with me, loves doing it. He tells me he's going to take Trailwares over.
Is the beach something that Nancy Willis enjoys?
That's right.
I enjoyed it as well, of course. Tell us something else about Nancy Willis that a lot of people don't know. What do you do when you're not at Trailwares?
Well, for most of my close friends, they know my family is very, very important to me. My nieces and my nephews, they are my life. And, of course, I love traveling. You know, all somebody's got to do is, hey, where are we going?
So I got to ask you, where's the best place you've ever gone?
You know, we took a trip out west 2 years ago. We were gone for about 2 weeks, and that was amazing. Seeing sights I'd never seen before. You know, it was unreal.
Again, I want you to tell everybody where Trailwares is, what you offer them, and maybe your hours of operation as well.
We are located at 101 North Broadway Avenue in Sylacauga, Alabama. Our telephone number is 256-487-6400. And our operation hours for January, February, March are 10 to 5 Monday through Friday, 10 to 3 on Saturday, and that will change in the springtime.
And, of course, do you have a website that people can go and look at?
You can go follow our social platforms, Facebook, Instagram. We're on TikTok. And if you ever see anything you like, all you have to do is reach out through Messenger, and we will help you out any way we can.
Well, I certainly want to thank you for coming in here today and joining us on Businesses in Our Backyard, and wish you all the success that you've had in 6 years, and hope it gets better.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. And, of course, thanks to Nancy Willis again at Trailwares for joining us on our Business in Our Backyard. Join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around the Coosa Valley area, and be sure to share this show also with your friends, and give this podcast a 5-star rating. Thanks for watching and listening.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.